1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, welcoming you to this hour of The Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you, Bobby. And Ms. Dooley is our guest, along with her husband, Steve Dooley. They are both members of the Western Estates Homeowners Association Board. And before we get into anything specific, Bobby, as to the challenges you're facing there, a homeowners association is something a lot of people don't understand. It's got to be something that's relatively new to many of us. What does a homeowners association do?
Phil, really, a homeowners association is, it is comprised of the individuals who own homes in a certain geographic location. And the homeowners association exists to create what are called CC&Rs. These are covenants, contracts, and regulations regarding the ownership of a home in a certain area, a uniform set of architecture, a uniform kinds of landscaping. The reason why homeowners associations came about was to ensure the security of the neighborhood, as well as to maintain the property values. If an individual, and we often heard of in the old days of homes not being kept up, lowering the property value of the homes around it. And what homeowners associations do is maintain the property values, to some degree ensure some level of security for the neighbors who live there, and also ensure a uniform architectural and landscaping code so that homes can, again, maintain their value by coexisting with other homes of similar design and similar taste. We've evolved the concept of the Homeowners Association a step further at Western Estates, and there are a great many organizations like ours that have done the same thing. We involve ourselves in, certainly if you're asked to look after the security of a neighborhood, you want to know a little bit more about the families. And as the Homeowners Association here at Western Estates, and I've been our Homeowners Association president since 1996, I like to know where people are and how they're doing, and if there's anything I can do for them. I always want to know if they're on vacation, make sure that their home is looked after. If they're going somewhere, we ask them to let us know where they're going so that we can see after their home. If they're leaving to go out for to go to the store or something, we ask them to check in with us. And we also feel along those lines, maintain what are called homeowners' fees.
All right, now these are association dues, correct?
Yes, they're called association dues. And these dues are in addition to your mortgage that you pay for your home if you're paying your house, if you're paying a note on your house to the bank. This is to ensure that you get the proper service from your homeowners association, that the common areas are kept up as to the landscaping. That the gate in our community, we have a gate, we are a gated community, is maintained, that the security services are hired properly, and that different functions, our annual barbecues and picnics, and we have a fashion show, and all of these things are done properly. If an individual comes into the neighborhood and upsets that balance, it jeopardizes literally the security of every homeowner and by extension, members of that person's family. And I feel, and I know that homeowners association presidents will agree, I can't let that happen. There's an awful lot riding on this.
All right. There is a annual function that you have called a Springtacular. Now, you have 4 a year, right?
We do, Phil. We have our spring, summer, fall, and winter taculars. These are fashion shows. They raise money for charities.
All right, now there is a lady by the name of Karen Cunningham who has made the news recently. She is a recent, her and her husband, Richard, recently moved to your area?
Yes, they bought a home in our Gardenia phase, which is a brand new phase. And it's a lovely home, and we welcome them to our neighborhood. We were not prepared for the level of inexperience, I think, an intrusion into what we were doing with our homeowners association.
Well, she immediately wanted to run for the homeowners association board and become involved in the planning of these springtaculars.
Well, and she also wanted to join a landscaping community, and she wanted to oversee other facets that I had my finger on and I have had control over. And so I looked at her, and Phil, to anticipate your question, I asked myself, and I told my sons this, is it right to do something bad to serve a larger good? And I struggle with that, and I'm not a scholar, but I know that this question has faced a great many people.
Well, what is it that you are pondering doing with regard to this individual who has moved into your neighborhood?
Well, Phil, so many people sit on the sidelines when something wrong is happening. I heard you on your show the other night say that you're not the kind of person that can sit by and see something wrong and not do something about it.
That just is the way I'm built.
Well, you know what? I'm built the same way, and so is my husband, Steve. And I know this sounds extreme, but I am pondering, and I want to say this the right way.
Just say it.
My husband is saying, just say it. Her husband is Richard. I am pondering seducing him. And
now, why? Seducing the man?
Yes.
Do they have children?
I don't know. I really don't know, and I don't want to know because I'm afraid it'll... I know it's extreme.
Why? Why do you want to seduce this man? What has this got to do with your homeowners association, with the problems that you face?
Because she has posed such an immediate risk to what I have planned for all of the fashion shows. And I know it sounds a little facile.
Well, it does. I mean, if you're talking about a fashion show.
But this also extends, Phil, to other things, such as security, homeowners association dues. She wants to raise the homeowners association fee. I can't let that happen. There are people who are on her side.
But what, if you don't mind me asking, because I'm a little bit stunned.
And again, this is not anything I've decided on.
No, I know, but what, why would you seduce this woman's husband?
Because it would destabilize them as a family unit, and it would most likely get them to move out of here.
And you're seriously pondering this?
I am pondering a lot of things, but that is, you know, I heard someone say, once you do what you do best. And I am a woman who, I do catch a man's eye, and I have caught his eye. I know I have, because I've seen him look at me.
So you're going to seduce this woman's husband in order to make sure that homeowners' fees don't go up?
In order to see that the homeowners' fees don't go up, yes. That she not pollute the system that we have set up here, and that she basically, Phil, that she not come in and mark territory that I have already staked out for myself. It's very hard to explain. But
all right, I'm going to give our phone number out here because I'm not familiar with how homeowners associations work, although I could be the dumbest guy in the world, and I'm pretty sure that a woman who's the president of a homeowners association pondering seducing a woman's husband so that that woman will have other things to think about than being on the homeowners association board. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And if you just joined us, we're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley. They're with the Western States Homeowners Association. Steve will come on a little bit later on. I'd certainly like to know what he thinks about this. Ms. Dooley is a longtime president of the Homeowners Association there. She is concerned about the well-being of her community by the meddling of a new person who's moved in. And she feels that the only answer is to seduce that woman's husband, destabilize their family unit, and it will lead to them moving out of the community.
Wow.
It's wild. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
How do you know Rosie O'Donnell hasn't eaten her children? Have you seen them lately?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we're talking with Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. You mentioned that this new approach, this new group of homeowners, this one represented by this one family, is a little bit more plain Jane. It's a little bit more, I don't know.
Well, I don't want to call it plain Jane, Phil, but it does not emphasize fashion. Our homeowners association has been featured 3 years in a row in Patio Magazine and Community Association magazines. And we always prided ourselves on high style and fashion, and it led to a really good group of homeowners. This woman, she wants to, my husband says dumb it down. It's not really dumb it down, but she wants to...
Make it a little bit more everyman?
Well, yes, but let's talk about what that is. She herself is not in very good physical shape. She's very overweight. Her husband's an alcoholic. This is very well known from what I understand. I just don't think they're not the best dressed people. She doesn't emphasize fashion. And I think that what she's going to do is ruin what we have carefully constructed here. The other thing is that I think is really atrocious. Her husband wears one of these hair pieces. Now, I don't have anything against a man who wears a hair piece, but it is the cheapest. Am I right?
Yeah, it's really cheap, Mr. Aaron. It looks like it's an upside-down nest.
An upside-down nest?
Yeah. I mean, in other words, what we're talking about is a woman who doesn't know how we do things here.
But your solution is to seduce her husband.
My solution is to seduce her husband because I tried to tell her how things work. It's so difficult, Phil, to get a lot of girls to understand who come from a lower income, not a lower income area, but a less prestigious community. They just don't want to hear it. They think what they're doing is they think they're injecting some, you know, good old-fashioned down-home soul or something into the community. They don't understand. We don't care. We don't care that, you know, they like to barbecue, and we don't care that they just chicken's fine with them. And, they don't understand that we don't care that, you know, they wear denim and that's just good enough for them. Well, you know what? It isn't good enough for our neighborhood. And I went over and I told her that, and I sat down with her, and I said, Karen, number one, I understand that you believe that you are bringing some real common folk touch around here. We've had enough of that. I understand that you believe you're bringing, beauty's only skin deep. But the fact is you are obviously overweight, and you are obviously out of shape. And your husband's hair pieces are a joke. And I said, and I understand that you believe that you're bringing a more family-oriented thing, when in point of fact, we like a high-end thing. I told her, I'm giving you fair warning. Stop. Stop now.
That's what you told her?
Yes, I said stop now. And I told her, otherwise, I have to do something and take matters into my own hands.
All right, our number 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. But those matters that you're taking into your own hands have to do with seducing her husband, who you say is an alcoholic.
It's very well known, yeah.
Let me ask you something. All right, you said you sat down with this woman.
I did.
Well, what did she say to you when you said, you know what, Karen, why don't you stop at the Plain Jane? You know, we do things a certain way.
Well, people like that think that they're somehow more connected to the real world. In other words, the more money you have in their minds, the less associated with reality you are, which nothing's further from the truth. The more money you have, really, the more connected you are to reality because you see more of the world and you experience more of what is out there. Karen is a girl who was raised in, I think she's from originally Canoga Park, which is a real Plain Jane suburb of Los Angeles. And she thinks that because she comes from a neighborhood where there are awnings, you know, and aluminum siding and this kind of thing, that she's, a real neighborhood girl. And I told her, I said, listen, you don't get between a dog and its meat, and you don't tell me what to do with my neighborhood. And so my plan, Phil, is, and again, I haven't decided on this.
You recognize what it is you're saying?
Well, my plan is to seduce Karen's husband when she's off at her Weight Watchers class. And the reason why is because as bad as that sounds, that's when he is going to be most mindful of what he married and what the choices are that are available to him.
Bobby Dooley with us. Ms. Dooley, it's an immoral thing to, I believe, to interfere with someone's marriage and to seduce and to have sexual contact with someone else's partner, okay?
I understand that. But you were raised Catholic, correct?
I was raised Catholic. It had nothing to do with me being Catholic.
No, but I really think a lot of religion enters into it. And for me...
What are your ground rules? I mean, you want somebody seducing your husband?
Well, you know, there's no reason to interfere with my family. We know what we are and where we live. I live in Western Estates, and I dress like Western Estates, and I act like Western Estates. She doesn't. And she's about to get a rude awakening.
You're going to take advantage of the fact that this girl is overweight, at a Weight Watchers meeting, her husband's an alcoholic, and you're going to seduce him in order to drive them out of your neighborhood.
Absolutely, Phil. And
it sounds to me, and it would sound, I think, to a reasonable person, like a very underhanded and cruel thing.
But you don't understand that what is at stake here is a neighborhood that has a certain property value. If I don't do...
In other words, what she's going to do by introducing her barbecues and her denim and her kind of plain Jane style is lower the property value.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can't let that happen.
What about the people that used to be kept out of neighborhoods because they were black? You know, what about that? What about the...
Well, this isn't a racial issue. I mean, I'm not, you know, keeping her out because she was born that way. There isn't a heavyset woman out there who couldn't hold on to her husband if she had a little bit of discipline. And there isn't a woman out there more comfortable in denim who couldn't really knock the eyes out of his head if she went ahead and got into a Chanel suit. And there isn't a woman out there who couldn't really put on a beautiful dinner party if she would, you know, leave behind Winn-Dixie and go to Bristol Farm, go to Kroger's, or go to a place where there's, you know, a more upscale kind of thing. That's what we do here. And by God, if I have to sleep with, and she's, the woman, Phil, is so large, she wears, what are they, Steve?
Surgical smocks.
What is it?
Surgical smocks. That is wrong.
And it's wrong for your neighborhood.
Absolutely wrong for our neighborhood.
All right. Well, Ms. Dooley, I'm going to open this up to people who may live in gated communities because I would think those are the only people who are going to be able to really address what you're talking about. I don't think that anybody that came from a neighborhood less than yours is going to know anything in your mind, will they?
Well, I'm not saying they're not intelligent people, but they can't. You know, you can't tell me what champagne tastes like if you've never drank it.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association here as we're talking about this woman is so overweight, she's wearing surgical smocks, and her husband has a bad toupee, and he's an alcoholic. Don't they sound like people that you want to leave alone?
Well, I would, Phil, but they have involved themselves, and they've gotten, as I say, you don't get between a dog and its meat.
And when you say you don't get between a dog and its meat, are you talking about you or the dog and the meat is what?
Well, I'm talking about our homeowners association that I have put my personal stamp on. And now she comes in with a green surgical smock flowing behind her, and she's going to tell me what's up, you know. And it's like, you know, I saw her one day wheeling a Kenmore out there, and she's like, ooh, what's up now? Look at this. I've got my Kettle Kenmore. And I looked at Steve and I said, are you believing this? It's almost as if, I don't know if you've ever seen, for the very first time, a really odd thing. You look at each other, you know, is she for real? So that is really my concern.
I just want you to keep in mind that what you're talking about here is...
No, I know what I'm talking about.
No, well, what you're talking about is seducing a woman's husband because she's so large she has to wear surgical smocks. She's having barbecues using Kenmore kettle grills, and she's, you know, probably got the wrong color carpeting.
It's called lowering property values, Phil. And understand what I am asking of myself: sleeping with a man who is an alcoholic and who wears a hairpiece that looks as if it, you know, seconds before was sitting in the branch of a tree.
I understand. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, the epitome of radio. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Just a reminder, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police will be joining us later on. On the line with me is Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, the president and vice president of the Western States Homeowners Association. And I've been letting this story sort of sink in before we went to the phones. You acknowledge, Ms. Dooley, it is bizarre to, as a Homeowners Association president, propose sleeping with a woman's husband in order to get them to move out.
So it is a desperate act, but I am desperate in maintaining the prestige of our neighborhood, the values of our homes, the quality of life for our children, and as well as all of our families. And when Karen and her husband moved here, there was an arrogance that I associate with people who are recently from the lower middle class or middle class, because they come on like they're real homeboys, you know what I'm saying? In other words, they come on like they're, you know, what's up now, you know, this kind of thing. And I want them to know that, you want to know what's up now? What's up now are Chanel suits, Lynx grills, Chopin vodka, beautiful 6,000 square foot homes. What's not up now are chain link fences, Doberman pinchers, your avocado shag carpeting, and all of the other things. Oh, and, you know, and I said as a joke, and smocks. And of course, she took that as some kind of a joke, as bigotry. So
she said it was racist.
Well, she didn't.
That's not racist.
She didn't say it was racist, but she said it was, you know, that I was a bigot. I said, I can't be a bigot. I would love you if you were thin. So how does that make me a bigot?
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Here is Ozzy. Ozzy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I want to know how bringing property values down by what you wear is necessarily going to compare to the white trailer trash attitude that this woman has, thinking that if she goes and sleeps with someone, it's going to affect the value of a house.
What's happened in our neighborhood, and I really take exception to you describing my behavior as trailer trash. I just got done telling you that this woman has introduced a trailer, or what I call either a trailer or a
you don't think that going and sleeping with her husband is trailer trash is?
I don't think it's, no, I don't think it's trash when you're fighting for the survival of a lifestyle.
Okay, do you think that maybe
what I think is trailer trash is coming in and telling me how I'm going to do my fashion show when you wear surgical smocks because you're so heavy.
I honestly think that the only thing that you care about is the way that you sound and the way you perceive yourself. And whether or not you like this woman, she paid for that house. And I buy a lot of real estate. I have a nice house. And I've never gone into a neighborhood. I'm sorry, you need to stop saying so I can talk.
I'm listening to you.
Okay.
It's a little distracting, Ms. Dooley, when you're
I'm sorry, but it's me acknowledging what you're saying.
If you were high class, you would know better, so knock it off.
Oh, I see. So high class people don't say, I've never heard that, but all right.
Okay. All right. I've never gone into a neighborhood and judged someone by their smock. Jesus. I've judged them the property by their land, by the value, by the houses around there.
Exactly.
Not by whether or not a woman has the correct buttons or the right carpet.
Well, first of all, I think
you're very self-centered.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with the kind of community that we have. It is gated.
Absolutely. I live in the same kind of community.
Well, the homes are in excess of $2 million. See, that shut her up, didn't it?
I don't like the term
absolutely
shut.
Absolutely not, ma'am.
That,
if
I don't
you came
like
to my house, I think you would be intimidated, so knock it off.
Well, how much is your home worth? Let's go ahead. You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Really?
Yeah. See, that really shut her up. So
I don't like the term shut her up, okay? I would rather that we conduct this.
Look, this woman bought a home.
No, it's okay. I'll play these apples. You know what?
No.
My house is worth $1 million. Right now, I'm also selling two other properties, and guess what? I'm only 24 years old.
Well, you
How
know
about
what?
Them apples?
That's really great, but you wouldn't even get through they wouldn't even let you through security here.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so,
but nevertheless,
now,
what I'm saying
is this woman bought a house in the Magnolia phase, which has the double-wide French doors.
Oh, my gosh. No way. You see how self-centered you are?
She really doesn't know what I'm talking about.
But
no,
Ms. Dooley, the bottom line here is you feel it's worthy of inducing this man to infidelity You know, and possibly ruining a family because the woman has brought Kenmore Kettle Grills into the neighborhood, wears a smock because she's so heavy, and her husband has a toupee like a bird's nest. You know.
So this lady just said that the way a home looks, the homes look around you, does affect your property value. In our community, it also is the way the people look. We keep.
You are so wrong. You don't even know it. I have never heard of a homeowners association stating that someone's clothing was inappropriate for that neighborhood. I'm in a homeowners association.
All right, can I educate you? We don't even allow elderly people here except on the weekends to visit because when a prospective homeowner comes in or a home buyer and they see these elderly, they immediately assume it's a retirement community and they are gone. You know, as my husband.
You know, honey, you are so far in Nana Land. I hope you have enough
really
money to get yourself out.
I resent being called honey by some brat of 24.
That's all right. Yeah. It's all good.
Well, you know what? No, it's not all good. And I'm not your girlfriend.
You said that's what that girl said. It's all good. That's all she had to say. But if you're so well-traveled, if you're so well-versed, if you have so much money to educate yourself, then you should really get a personality and understand that your money problem, your problem of your property value not going up $100,000 this year is really nothing compared to you trying to break up a marriage and a family.
This is the new way of viewing homes, and you didn't get the memo. People waddling around your neighborhood in surgical smocks devalues your home.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
You know, that reminds me of the days when they would say, if a black family moves in, the prices go down.
Oh, my. Exactly. No, it's not the same, Phil. Black people cannot change the color of their skin, but a woman can shed 60 pounds.
Do you know how many fat, rich women there are? Are you going to turn them away from your neighborhood?
Are they wearing surgical smocks? No.
You know what? You probably wear a surgical smock when you go to bed.
I think your boyfriend wears a bird's nest for a toupee, and maybe that's why you're fighting so hard for this.
My boyfriend? No, I'm married. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, then your husband. But I think you're fighting so hard for this because you went to hair club for men.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I was listening to you talking, and I was laughing because I thought it was a joke at first, and I couldn't.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, I think that it's not funny to me because this woman's seriously considering.
I didn't tell them to move here, and I certainly didn't ask her to be a part of our homeowners association planning for our fashion shows.
I don't think she cared. I think she just wanted the house.
With her fingers dripping with chicken fat, she's sticking them into every single solitary aspect of our community. And you want to know something? See, I don't think you care at all. I think you think it's funny.
I think you sleep with a man who has
a hair system.
Oh, honey, my husband is so high class that you would never even be able to touch that.
I'm wondering if you even know what that is, judging by what you're saying.
Okay. But what I'm telling you is I can talk down to you because
you're
acting like a child.
You're a child of 24.
You're so racist, whether it's to black people.
Oh, my God. You don't even know what race means.
People that don't have as much money as you.
Racist? That is not racism. Racism has to do with the race. It doesn't have to do with money.
You are so self-centered
Did you even get out of community college, or did you just go there because they had Ashton?
No, I have I have a degree.
You're apologizing because what? You got it off the back of a matchbook?
No, I have a degree because you're wrong. That's why I'm apologizing.
Let me ask you a question. What, are you married to Sam Donaldson? That's why you think he's so high class? Because he's got that big, that frightening-looking thing on his head?
That's the most childish thing I've ever heard in my life. Look at Ozzy.
If this child laughs at me one more time, I would invite you to come out to our community to take a look at it, okay? And then we'll pat you on your little ass and send you on your way and tell you to come back when you get another $3 million.
What are you upset about?
I'm just sick and tired of it. I really am.
1-800-449-8686. We got to take a break. We'll be right back here. People that are holding on will be with you. Talking to Bobby Dooley, the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Roberta Dunphy Dooley. Her husband is Stephen Dooley, and this woman has proposed sleeping or seducing the wife of a lady who is trying to get onto the Homeowners Association Council and, quote, change the way they do things there. She says she can do it because her husband's an alcoholic, and he wears a bad toupee. 1-800-449 Your husband has a hair system. 1-800-449-8686 Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686 The triumph of intelligence over ignorance.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686
But I'm saying it to make a point.
Where are you right now?
I'm in a pool. We're down the street. We're at a place called Coenga Billiard. And I'm shooting pool. I'm shooting pool with the guys. And then I'm going to go back up and make some dinner for everybody, and we'll have some drinks. In other words, what I'm saying, Phil, is I can coexist in both worlds. But this lady, this character...
Well, it doesn't make any difference whether you can coexist in both worlds, and you're saying that she can only exist in one. You know, what you're saying is...
No, well, you're telling me what I'm saying. I mean...
Why are you letting my wife finish, Mr. Dooley?
No, she's saying, Mr. Dooley, your wife is basically saying... I can go anywhere, and Karen Cunningham can only go in one place because she's fat, wears a surgical smock, and now she wants to tell me what to do with my fashion show. I respectfully ask you this. Is this fashion show you do, is anybody from Paris going to be there in New York, or are you raising money for charity?
We're raising money for charity, Phil, but we also are featured in a lot of magazines, and it would be absolutely devastating, devastating for our community to be featured in Cocktails and Patio this month if they're covering our fashion show. And you see something in green where once you saw a woman in a beautiful canary yellow pantsuit as the hostess. Now what you see is just something in a smock. You see what I'm saying when I say something in a smock?
Yeah, you're denigrating the lady.
No, I am not, Mr. Hendry. I'm saying,
yes, you are. You're denigrating the poor woman by calling her something.
I'm saying that that's what you see. You can't identify. You know, it's a flowered smock with legs. You know, that's what Steve said. I mean,
yeah, Mr. Hendry, that's really what it is.
I think the two of you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Cindy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I was in a similar situation as this lady that we're talking to, and. My husband and I decided that we had some undesirable people in our upscale neighborhood.
Yes.
And I understand your line of thinking where you think you can drive them out by doing things. But I have to caution you because I chose to sleep with several of the men in our neighborhood thinking that the women would be so upset that then they would move out. Now, three men to be specific, now I am pregnant. And I don't know which one of these three men is the father of my child.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Erica or Erica. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Just a comment. Your homeowners association. I bet it does not say anything about what a person can look like or how they can act. And I can almost guarantee you probably have people in your gated community that you don't know. You know, they also may be alcoholics
you,
or drug users or whatever. You don't know.
What would you do if you were me?
Well, I would be a little more.
First of all, I don't know what to do.
Well, I wouldn't sleep with someone to try and get them out because
you wouldn't.
No. No.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Because that's wrong.
Sorry, I'm talking to the lady. Why would... Look, if you're trying to... If you are clawing at the last vestiges of a life that you've known, and you are seeing it slowly eroding into this sort of morass of cars parked on the front lawn, you know...
Ms. Dooley, your neighborhood is hardly that.
That's right.
All right.
And
we are trying to keep it from turning into that.
Well, it's not going to turn into just from one person.
It's, no, but
you're
you know
still
it's a slippery
to have
slope.
That upscale however you want.
It's a slippery slope.
You need to understand that people that
made
there's
even
people
more slippery
out there that
by
are
the
different.
Lard. Yes. It's a slippery slope, and I don't want to make a joke, but it's made even more slippery, you know, by the grease on the food that they eat. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying,
right,
but but I don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with
right. I, well, it's
how
not.
You're
it's immoral.
Treating someone or
Hey,
or how you would want the
Animal Planet's on.
All right, yeah. Thank you, Erica. Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I think, Phil, it's important. If a man's losing his hair, have the common decency to do something about it. Either a toupee or something.
Well, you're criticizing the guy's choice of toupees. Shauna, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Is this Shauna? Wait a minute. What do I got here? That was Frank. Oh, it's Francis. Francis, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Don't worry.
Wait a minute. Am I going to Shauna or Francis? Shauna, is that you?
Yeah.
All right. I got my signals crossed. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. I've only lived in gated communities since I was born, and I've never heard of someone getting kicked out or anything like that because they're overweight. Women can get overweight from thyroid gland problems,
right.
And they can't control it, so you shouldn't say it's that easy to lose 60 pounds.
Well, then why do you exacerbate the problem by wearing a green surgical smock?
Maybe she feels
proudly.
Like she looks pretty in that. It's not your idea. It's like what you think is pretty is maybe what not she thinks is
well,
pretty.
Well, you know what? You know and I know that it's not pretty. Okay.
I don't care. I'm not going to sit there and try to sleep with her friggin' husband.
Well, you don't live in a community like mine.
I live in a gated community.
Yeah, I don't mean a prison.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.